Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry, coming up.
Drogba waits at the near post. Anelka also inside the penalty area. In towards that near post. A header from Drogba, and it's 5-0.
Chelsea hammer Blackburn Rovers to go top of the English Premier League. Reaction to come from Stamford Bridge and news of all of Saturday's games in England's top flight. Also, Rossi is on pole for the latest MotoGP and on the brink of world title number 7. But let's begin with football. A rampant Chelsea lead the English Premier League following a 5-0 home win over Blackburn. The details in a moment after the main results from England and Scotland, read by James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Birmingham City 2, Sunderland 1. Burnley 1, Wigan Athletic 3, Chelsea 5, Blackburn Rovers 0, Hull City 0, Portsmouth 0, Tottenham Hotspur 0, Stoke City 1, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, Aston Villa 1. Coca-Cola Football League Championship, Barnsley 2, Bristol City 3, Coventry City 0, West Bromwich Albion 0, Crystal Palace 1, Nottingham Forest 1. Derby County 2, Queen's Park Rangers 4, Newcastle United 2, Doncaster Rovers 1, Peterborough United 3, Scunthorpe United 0, Plymouth Argyle 1, Ipswich Town 1, Preston North End 2, Middlesbrough 2, Sheffield United 3, Cardiff City 4, Swansea City 0, Blackpool 0, Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League, Aberdeen 0, Dundee United 2, Heart of Midlothian 0, Falkirk 0, Kilmarnock 2, St Johnstone 1, Rangers 1, Hibernian 1, St Mirren 3, Motherwell 3.
James Alexander Gordon. Well, where else to begin our comprehensive roundup of Saturday's English Premier League matches than at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea reclaimed the top spot, putting 5 past Blackburn without reply. There for the BBC was Nigel Adderley.
Chelsea returned to the Premier League summit with an ominous display of attacking intent. They should have been out of sight by half-time. Gael Gives' unlucky own goal was the only thing on the score sheet, thanks to 3 excellent saves from Paul Robinson. But he and the rest of the Blackburn team were swept away by 4 goals in 15 minutes. Frank Lampard scored a tap-in and a penalty. Michael Essien thundered in from 35 yards. And Didier Drogba nodded in a corner. The only surprise was Chelsea didn't add to the rout in the final half hour. And this was hardly the performance Blackburn needed before next week's trip to Old Trafford.
So manager Carlo Ancelotti has guided his team back to the top of the Premier League, and that's where they'll stay, unless Manchester United win their Sunday game at Liverpool.
For us it was important to return to the top of the list. We did a fantastic game. We are happy. Now the season continues. We want to maintain this quality in the play.
Chelsea back at the top of the table. Will you watch Liverpool against Manchester United tomorrow?
Yes, for sure. For one day, I will be a fan of Liverpool.
That's to come. Meanwhile, Chelsea's England midfielder Joe Cole can reflect on a match which clearly meant more to him than simply the 3 points. Against Blackburn, Cole made his first Premier League start since rupturing knee ligaments in January.
I'm so excited about playing football again. You know, really, sometimes, you know, it takes something like that, you know, when you're out for so long to make you realise. And you know, every day I go into training is a blessing, and, you know, it's just, you know, I just love it, and I'm really enjoying being back.
Tottenham stay third in the table, now 5 points behind Chelsea after losing at home to Stoke City. The visitors' winner came 4 minutes from time, scored by Glenn Whelan. By that stage, Spurs were down to 10 men, having used all their subs and then lost Aaron Lennon to injury. Stoke's manager, Tony Pulis, had some sympathy for the home team.
Unfortunately, at the time for Tottenham, they'd lost Lennon, so they were down to 10 men at the time. But it was a good move and it was a great finish. And, you know, then you're just hoping that, you know, they're one of their, you know, top players doesn't turn something and or turn water into wine and score a goal, and you know you've lost the 3 points, because massive 3 points for us.
Aston Villa are sixth, but they missed the chance to move higher after drawing 1-1 at Wolves. Villa looked a shadow of the team that had taken 7 points from meetings with Liverpool, Manchester City and Chelsea in recent weeks. Manager Martin O'Neill said they'd failed to take charge of the game.
It never seemed to be a day where you could get the ball down and play it, and we were unable to do it. And even in periods when we had it, I thought we'd give it away cheaply, particularly in the first half. Then we got a bit of movement together. I thought they started causing a few more problems in the second half, despite the fact we're away from home. And I thought we started to also look more comfortable at the back. You know, we were able to deal with balls into the box. Then we get the goal, and I was hoping that that would be enough to win the game. As it turns out, it wasn't.
In mid-table, Wigan ended Burnley's 100% home record with a 3-1 victory at Turf Moor. Birmingham moved well clear of the relegation places with a 2-1 win at home to Sunderland, while a goalless draw between Hull City and Portsmouth has left the visitors still rooted to the foot of the table, with Hull third from bottom. It was the first 0-0 in the Premier League since August. In Scotland, Celtic will go top if they win second from bottom Hamilton Academical later on Sunday. Celtic currently trail Rangers by 2 points after the leaders were held 1-1 at home by third-placed Hibernian. Elsewhere across Europe, Real Madrid followed their midweek Champions League loss at home to Milan with a goalless draw at Sporting Gijón. The point was enough to lift them above Barcelona on goal difference, at least until Barca host Real Zaragoza later on Sunday. In Italy, Inter have maintained their 2-point lead at the top of Serie A with a 2-1 victory over Catania at the San Siro. Second-placed Sampdoria were 4-1 winners. They were at home to Bologna. Lyon surrendered top spot in France, slipping to third with a 4-1 defeat at Nice. Reigning champions Bordeaux are back on top, leading the standings following a 3-0 home win over Le Mans. In Germany, Bayern Munich beat Eintracht Frankfurt 2-1 to move into fifth place in the Bundesliga. Hamburg in second will move above the current leaders Bayer Leverkusen if they can win at third place Schalke on Sunday. Now here on the BBC World Service to Motorcycling, Valentino Rossi is on course for a seventh world title after taking pole position for the Malaysian MotoGP. The Italian, who leads this year's standings by 38 points from Spain's Jorge Lorenzo, needs to only finish in the top four in Sunday's race to make a successful defence of his title. And he knows he's in with a great chance of winning at Sepang if he can start well.
Tomorrow the main target is arrive on the podium. But we have a good setting. We are ready for the race. Tomorrow we have two or three small modified to try in the warm-up. And starting from the pole position is so important now with MotoGP. Also here the first corner is quite far from the line, so it will be very important to make a good start. And the start from the pole position is a small but an important advantage.
Citroën Sebastian Loeb is heading for his sixth successive World Rally title after ending Saturday's second leg of the season-ending Rally GB with a lead of more than half a minute. The Frenchman will retain his crown on Sunday if he finishes in the points and ahead of Ford's Nico Hirvonen, the current World Championship leader. The Finn is 30.2 seconds behind Loeb in second place. In baseball, Game 6 of the American League Championship Series between the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Angels has been postponed because of rain. They'll try again on Sunday in New York. The Yankees lead the series 3-2 and need just one more win to reach the World Series, where the defending champions, the Philadelphia Phillies, await. Finally, for now, some cricket news. New Zealand have taken the vice captaincy away from Brendan McCullum. It's a bid to maximise the player's potential with the bat. McCullum already shoulders much of the responsibility in the national side. He keeps wicket and also opens the batting in the limited overs matches. No replacement is expected to be named. Instead, captain Daniel Vittori will consult informally with some of his senior players. Our top sports story for you once again. It's Chelsea who lead the English Premier League following a 5-0 home win over Blackburn Rovers. And before we go, a chance to remind you that due to summertime ending here in Britain in the early hours of Sunday morning, Sunday Sports will be on air for 2 hours from 16 hours GMT. Richard Connolly will be here with highlights of Liverpool against Manchester United. United can go back to the top with a win. There's also live commentary from West Ham as they host Arsenal. And Sports World Extra, we're with you at the normal time, 18:30 GMT.